Alrighty. So, how's everyone doing? Good. By the way, guess what's next? You ready for this? You ready for this? Power apps, but also mixed reality at the same time. So, I've been waiting for the session all day because I want to make sure that everybody in our build audience understands how amazingly epic it is to be able to make low-code apps for mixed reality so that anyone in the world can use mixed reality to solve their own business problems. Please welcome our two wonderful friends, Michael O'Connor and Ken Alouette. Hi, folks. Hello, hello, hello. Wow, look at
Hi.
how good you look on this like fancy screen. This is cool. Yeah.
Hi, Donna. Nice to see you again.
Nice to see you again.
Yeah.
So poor Michael has been called by me like 10 times to come speak at stuff because I always say, Michael, you got to come show this team or you have to show that team. So thank you so much for doing this again. You know, it's the unfortunate part of working on the coolest tech in the whole world, just saying. So, yeah. So tell us a little bit about, okay, so I will go on talking about mixed reality forever, but rather than that, Michael, do you want to just give us an overview on what is even going on, how this technology works, and then Ken, if you wouldn't mind, just showing us some stuff, or whoever wants to show us some stuff.
Yeah, for sure. Well, so as you know, Microsoft has several investments in mixed reality. The HoloLens, of course, is the most well-known. And we were just looking at some of the professional developer capabilities in terms of building experiences for that. So what we're here to talk about are how citizen developers who have no experience with mixed reality can release mixed reality apps within their experiences very, very easily.
I love it. So how does this tech work? What's it built on?
Well, what we've done in order to start with is we've built an abstraction layer on top of AR Core and AR Kit on smartphones, and then we've piped that through the Power Apps native client and built PCF controls on top of that. And so that means that we can take advantage of everything AR Core and AR Kit has to offer and make that available to citizen developers within Power Apps. Longer term, we'll be investing in other technologies like WebXR and Babylon Native in order to help extend those capabilities and make development simpler.
I love that. That is super cool. And for all of you who don't know, anything about PCF or all of these things, these are Power Apps component framework where any dev in the world can make components, stash them in a component framework, and then citizen devs can just use those components within their apps without having to open up Visual Studio. But this is really, really cool because you've taken it a step further and said, not only are these just normal components, but they are actually mixed reality components. So now people can bring in 3D objects into their world without actually having to, make 3D objects and bring them into their world. So that is fantastic. Do you, first of all, anyone can now do this, right? You're in public preview. It's in the Power Apps settings page. I just saw it.
That's right. This is available as an experimental feature right now in all production environments around the world.
Okay, fantastic. Do you want to show us some stuff? Because the visuals on this are so exciting. So.
Sure. So I'll just share my desktop here real quick
Okay,
and
perfect.
show you
And
one
Ken,
of our.
please jump in and say things.
Yes.
Because I will keep talking forever.
So I think Michael's going to show you the Power Apps gallery control that we have. So this is a standard control that's inside of Power Apps in the canvas, where this is a scenario where we've loaded a series of models. They can be anything from a bookshelf, robotic arms, it's a forklifts. I think the last episode we should connect with that Plex team for sure. When the gallery is loaded, we're looking at images. The first place we started was adding a 3D viewer control.
Yes.
And when we can,
That's
there's certain scenarios here that are going to be helpful for customers when they just want to look at the model and inspect it. But I can take that further with the mixed reality control and place this robotic arm into my factory.
Yep.
And this is just an example of how someone can go through a placement scenario and drop in a model into their space.
And this is such a useful scenario for everything, like factories and manufacturing plants like this, but also Julie Strauss showed the hospital beds in Swedish Hospital this morning. I thought
Yeah,
that was
definitely. It
cool
goes
case.
through a whole range between products, sales, manufacturing, space planning. There's a whole wide use of these. And part of the reason that we've approached this, the components, the way we've done it, is to extend Power Apps. There's a basis for how we looked at it. There's a single component that you can make for Power Apps to allow a citizen developer to make something. There's templates like the gallery, which link things together to get a wider range of capabilities. And we went one step further, and Michael will show another video where it's more in the end user experience, where there's a full, like a simple thing for someone to add into their Power App, and they get a full-on experience. And it's a good way for us to get signal from customers and see what's important to them.
Okay, fantastic. So Michael, show us the other one, the end user experience.
Well, I think the idea was here we have the studio experience. And so the idea is that we wanted to make the mixed reality experience as something that were really easy to plug in and immediately add value instead of having to go off and build some complex scenes and those sorts of things. So the example here is we're taking one of the sample apps that's provided by Power Apps, and we're just giving it a mixed reality capability in a very, very simple way. Right. So in this particular example, it's all about doing estimations of the size of a room so that they can provide estimates. And so traditionally, of course, they would do this with the tape measure. And we've added this new mixed reality measure in MR component that allows them to just drag this button over here, put it on the page, sort of resize it, and style it the way we want to. So in this case, it's a convenience feature. So we're just going to go with an icon and get it up there next to the link. Then we'll make a copy of it that we can use for the width. And we can set different things on here, of course, like the unit of measurement. And so whether it's inches or feet or meters or centimeters and those sorts of things. And then, of course, there's different types of measurements we can do as well. So here we're going to demonstrate doing linear measurements. But of course, you can do volumetric measurements if you need to figure out how much space something takes up. But all we've done here in order to add this functionality to the app is drag the buttons over. We renamed one of them, and then we're going to change the onChange event within PowerPoint and put a formula in there and say, take the value that's coming back from the mixed reality component and plug it into some variables, and then we'll associate those variables to the different text boxes. And that's all there is to it. And now someone can ship an app that has this functionality in here. Because as soon as they hit that button, it drops into the measurement experience.
So they hit that button.
Yeah.
They hit the button, you're in measurement, and then it auto-populates into that field.
Right, as soon as you confirm your measurement.
That is cool. That is amazing. That's so helpful, so you're not running around with a measuring tape asking someone to hold the other end.
Right. Yeah. Well, and of course, this is just one of the examples, doing measurements, doing 3D objects, adding 3D object placement to your app. If you wanted to do, for instance, a sales scenario, you wanted to be able to visualize products for customers and those sorts of things. Right. That is just a matter of pointing people to the GLB that they're going to use in that experience. And again, adding a button in a very similar way. So it's very, very easy to get started.
I love this. This is so fantastic. So what kind of use cases are you seeing that you think are really, really cool?
It's really interesting. There's, like Michael, you could queue up the next video and we could talk about how we leverage this into fitment testing is what we call it, where a customer has a space, they want to see if something fits into it.
Oh.
Now, this could be anything from a commercial place with a retail. The example I'll use a cooler for soda drinks.
Yeah.
But in the same case here, the person is basically measuring the footprint of the object. They can lift up and define a volumetric, a 3D volume of what it is. Mm-hmm. And they can take this now as an object and place it through mixed reality into their space. And there's tons of scenarios that are around this. We've heard from other existing customers as far as like how we can fit things into spaces. And just general needs. So it's pretty exciting.
I love this. I hope your minds are blown because mine are. This is so good. This is just wonderful. I also like that Michael is also creeps around like me into random public spaces and measure stuff and says, just leave this hologram here and see what happens. No big deal. Yeah, that's wonderful. So cool. So what we always ask our guests to assign homework to the audience. What do you want everyone to do? Because actually anyone in the world can do this. You don't need to be any sort of advanced skill dev.
Yeah, I think it's because we're in preview right now, it's a great opportunity for customers to go in, turn on the experimental flag, try these components out, go on to the Power Apps community forums, hashtag mixed reality, into your ideas, submit things to us, give us suggestions. It would be a huge start for us to kind of understand what more people want to do with these kind of controls.
That's right. I remember, Michael, you told me, I said, what scenarios do you want us to try? And you said, what scenarios do you need? Because the businesses really do understand better what kinds of scenarios they have that involve 3D visualization, placement, et cetera, et cetera. I thought some of the geospatial stuff that your team was doing was also very, very fascinating, like where in the world you are.
Yeah, we've talked. So first of all, what we've done so far is lay the foundation for a lot of this sort of capability. Yeah. We've talked to customers about a lot of the more complex scenarios that they're interested in that we'll be able to move towards much more quickly now that we have a foundation laid. And so some of those are things like the advanced placement scenarios. So if we look at things like indoor maps and spatial understanding, and then we can create experiences where we have persistent augmented reality, mixed reality experiences, where we have shared augmented mixed reality experiences, and then things like data in space, where I can walk around a building and I can look at machines and I can see information about how those machines are performing, or I can get instructions relative to those things. I can place annotations around objects and those sorts of things. So these are some of the more complex experiences that we've been working towards.
I love it.
But we're very much interested in hearing what customers are interested in.
Okay, everyone, so you heard them. First, install Power Apps. Second, go into the settings, look at the experimental settings. So by the way, powerapps.microsoft.com, okay, I guess I haven't said it 800 times, so I should, powerapps.microsoft.com. Install Power Apps, go to experimental settings. This works on iOS and Android also, or are we?
That's correct.
Okay, perfect, look, works on both right now. Go to experimental settings, turn the setting on, use it, try it, do these things. Go to the Power Apps forums, right? The Power Apps users forums, hashtag mixed reality, go to the ideas tab, submit your ideas. So thank you. Thank you, Ken and Michael, so much for being here. Honestly, we should just do like a 1-hour session on where I ask you 100 questions and make you do 100 demos. And that will be next time for Build. So thank you all so much. Thank you for being here. Audience, go do the thing. Now let's go to one of our innovation spaces, Talks, to learn about how all of these videos are created with Azure Connect.